Welcome to part 2 of the audio summary of The Dark Side of Innovation. In part 1, we saw how companies faced with the dark side of innovation make decision mistakes, due to which they often lose market position and profits, and unfortunately, sometimes they get disrupted. I also explained why I call this the dark side of innovation. First of all, unlike most normal innovations that lead to higher profits, higher revenues, such innovations threaten the profit in an industry. This profit destruction is often associated with large-scale dislocation of companies, industries, and communities. The second reason why I call this the dark side of innovation is that the dark side refers to the Jungian shadow, something that you don't often see. Something that is hidden from your vision. So your blind spot is your dark side of your vision. And since the truth is usually hidden from the view when you face a profit-destroying innovation, I call it the dark side of innovation. Many examples of profit-destroying innovations. In the book, I go into more industries in which this kind of an innovation took place. I discuss MP3 and cultured pearls and synthetic diamonds. I also share a personal example when I faced a profit-destroying innovation as a manager. When I was managing the custodial services business in Citibank, India, the industry went through a transformation that was effectively a profit-destroying change for my business. And here is the story behind it. Earlier, all stock certificates used to be paper-based certificates. Fund managers such as Fidelity and Straight Street and so on used to do millions of transactions. They even do that now. But back then, they needed to receive or hand over billions of physical certificates to their counterparties. They used custodian banks like Citibank, which did all this back office work for them. Citibank would take care of collecting the certificates from counterparties, transporting them, storing them in a safe and a secure vault, and then transporting it to counterparties when the sale was done. Custodians used to do all the back office work for the fund managers who were obviously focused on trading their stocks. It was a very lucrative business for custodians. Normally, one could easily make 100 basis points. That's 1% of the value of a portfolio. But one day, the securities regulator decided that it's too inefficient to keep paper-based certificates and that all these certificates should be converted into electronic certificates. And this way, with a single stroke of a pen, it eliminated most of the custodial services industry. It eliminated the need for storing certificates, the need for retrieving and transporting these certificates in armored vehicles. There was no need for physical certificates anymore, so most of these services were no longer required. Of course, the custodians were still needed to conduct some of the back office transactions like electronic transactions and accounting. But now, it was something that anybody could do. You didn't need a reputed bank like Citibank with a lot of insurance to store those certificates. Furthermore, most of the value activities were not needed anymore. Obviously, the fund managers did not want to pay 100 basis points anymore. Elimination of value activities and increased competition in this industry led to a 90% reduction in revenues. This was an example of a profit-destroying change. When I connected the dots between my experience at Citibank and behavioral decision theory, I thought it was an exceptional case. But when I started to do research across many more industries, it became obvious to me that this was not an isolated situation, but something that many industries were facing. But the scary part is that today, I see this happening in almost every industry. In fact, if you are not facing a profit-destroying innovation today, you can rest assured that one is lurking somewhere on your horizon. And if you're not prepared for it, you may miss a great chance to protect your business. Let me share a few examples with you. If you consider wireless electricity, which is something of an innovation that we will see more of in the near future, that innovation is going to reduce the need for alkaline batteries. Similarly, as earphones become wireless, it will lead to reduction in need for wire material. In yet another industry, if laser-based hair removal technology becomes mainstream, it would eliminate the need for razor blades, pre-shave and aftershave products. Similarly, LED lighting is significantly reducing the need for replaceable light bulbs because the life of an LED light is something like 25 to 50 times more than that of a traditional bulb. In the book, I explain how it is not just technologies that can be profit-destroying. There can be profit-destroying changes of many kind that your industry may face. The fact is, you will face many such changes in your industry if you're not already facing them. Lessons from the dark side of innovation. But there is good news. Not all incumbents facing the dark side of innovation actually fail. Many survived and even thrived. When Kodak and Polaroid were taking their last breath, Canon and Nikon, the other two big photography players, were becoming stronger and thriving in the digital imaging era. When the Swiss watchmakers were dying like fruit flies, Swatch was showing the world how to deal with the dark side of innovation. When laboratory-made diamonds were threatening the diamond industry, De Beers showed the world how to deal with a profit-destroying change. The bigger point here is that there is a method for success, and you can learn this method by understanding and learning from the failures and successes of these hundreds of firms that I talk about in my book, The Dark Side of Innovation. Let's discuss some of the most important lessons from the book. The first lesson is that every company needs to set up a tsunami alert system, which tells the managers or warns them of dangers of a profit-destroying innovation much before one actually shows up. Number two, you need to understand what is the time window of response available to you when you face such an innovation. You know, Kodak had more than 20 years to respond to digital technology. Index funds gave 20 years to mutual fund industry, whereas Quartz watches gave only 10 years to the Swiss watchmakers. The iPhone gave hardly any time to BlackBerry to respond. And we know that BlackBerry could not respond in that short time window. So the fact is, different innovations give you different time windows, and you need to understand what is that time window. There is a specific method to measure how much time you will indeed have. And by understanding the time window, you will understand the range of options available to you. Number three, you should have a broad view of the future states of your industry. A lot of companies that fail in the face of profit-destroying innovations often look at the future of their industry and believe in a single scenario unfolding. Kodak just assumed that the future of photography was going to be a convergence between digital and chemical sciences. So Kodak created products that were hybrid products. Unfortunately, the future turned out to be a very different one. Number four, the answer to the dark side of innovation is often a third option that is not obvious to you. When a company faces such a change, it can either embrace that change or avoid it. Often, the dichotomy of choice creates the problem. Most of the companies that did well actually created an option C. Starting with Canon and Nikon, you can see that they created the SLR digital camera which became the rage in the camera industry. Swatch converted a watch from a timekeeping device to a fashion accessory. So the fact is that companies who do well often learn how to design an option C. Number 4, don't assume that the dark side of innovation is weak. This is one of the biggest mistakes I have seen companies make in my research. They underestimate how powerful the dark side of innovation can be. You know, people belittled index funds, and that is what allowed Vanguard to become so strong. The more you discount the dark side, the stronger it gets. Number 5, you should not view the future of your industry from the lens of your current capabilities. I found that companies often believe their current capabilities, which made them successful, will remain relevant in the next era, in the future. But that doesn't turn out to be the case very often. Kodak and Polaroid believed that the physical pictures will always be needed. They assumed that the digital technology cannot create such pictures, and thus film roll technology will be needed even when digital technology becomes popular. They believed that the chemical capabilities that made them successful will remain relevant even in the future. And that was a big mistake. And finally, number 7, you need to know that you control a very large number of levers. When facing a profit-destroying innovation, companies ignore a very large number of value levers within their control. And that happens because they make mistakes around the time window of response they have. While these 7 do's and don'ts constitute the most important lessons from the book, there is a lot more on how to apply them that I've discussed in the book. Time constraints prevent me from getting into those details in this audio summary. A methodology to avoid disruption. In the book, I share a 4-step comprehensive process to fight and win over the dark side of innovation. Here is a brief overview of that process. Step 1, you need to be able to identify or predict a profit-destroying innovation. Step 2, based on the emerging profit-destroying innovations or profit-destroying changes, you should be able to see what kind of eventualities can emerge, what kind of future scenarios will unfold in your industry. Step 3, based on the emerging future scenarios, what works best for you is what you need to focus on. You have the ability to nudge the industry in a certain direction, and therefore, you visualize the end states for your industry, focusing on the ones that are best for you and the industry. You figure out the ideal end state and nudge the industry in that direction. Number 4, you create the pathways wherein you build the capabilities, build the product, build the value proposition that takes you to that end state. And this is how you are ready to respond to such a challenge even before a profit-destroying change emerges in your industry. You have a bunch of response options that you can use when and if a profit-destroying innovation emerges in your context. And then you will be ready to go all the way to creating a response and implementing it in time. I spent the entire chapter 2 on how you can predict such threats in your industry. It contains some of the most powerful frameworks to do exactly that. I also share dozens of examples of response strategies. The book shows you 3 paths to designing response options when you face such challenges. Number 1, you can protect the value that is being threatened. Number 2, you can create the option C and transform the value. And number 3, you can create new value options that are not on your radar right now. An example of protecting your current business is what De Beers did when faced with the threat of laboratory-made diamonds. An example of transforming an innovation is what Swatch did when it converted the watch into a fashion accessory. The example of new value streams is what Kodak did, although Kodak was a little late in doing it. Kodak realized that it had built enough capabilities in microelectronics that it could enter the printer industry. By combining the chemical capabilities with electronics capabilities, it became a formidable player to enter printers. Companies often overlook this opportunity until it is too late. Key takeaways. This brings us to the end of the audio summary of The Dark Side of Innovation. There are four key takeaways for you. Number one, cognitive distortions are at the heart of the dark side of innovation. As a result, the truth is hidden from a decision maker's view, and this leads to some massive decision blunders. Number two, when faced with a profit-destroying innovation, firms often behave like deer in the headlights do. They hesitate, they do not take decisive action, and as a result, they lose their position. They often get disrupted. But the good news is that not all firms that face such challenges get disrupted. There are specific ways and methods to deal with disruptive forces and profit-destroying innovations in your industry. Number three, to deal with the dark side of innovation, you have to build a tsunami alert system in your organization. Such a tsunami alert system would warn you of emerging profit-destroying changes far ahead of time. And number four, you can protect and build your business in spite of catastrophic threats posed by a profit-destroying innovation. Many companies have done it in the past, and you can do that too. There is a lot more in the book, The Dark Side of Innovation, which took me 5 years of research to write. Pick it up today and start implementing the lessons from it. It'll help you protect your business. Thank you.